Hi, I'm Kyle Warnick with Microsoft Surface, and this morning I'm in Las Vegas at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in the iBar, where we're showing off Microsoft Surface with Harris Entertainment. We have 6 units in the iBar, and I wanted to show you a few of the applications, so let's get started. So in the iBar at the Rio, I'm going to look at several applications that they've created. And the first is what they call Flirt, which is a great application that highlights all the things that you can do in a bar setting where you can chat with folks, order drinks. And in this case, I'm in the bar, and I can now see all the different Surface units spread throughout the bar. And I can do that by being connected to various camera views that are in the ceiling. So there's the Surface at table 6. There's the Surface at table 5. Here I am right there. Chris is filming me. And I think since we're here in the morning, nobody's here other than my boss, Mark Bolger, and there he happens to be sitting at the Surface at table 3. So now there's a couple of things I want to do. And the first thing I'm going to do is create an account. And I can do that, and that allows me to send photos to myself, to do a host of things using Surface. Now I'm going to enter my cell phone number. And this is a fake account because I don't want people calling me. It's going to create an account. And what it's also going to do is send me a PIN number. So it'll be sent to my cell phone. And now I can access that. So I can pull up my inbox on my text messaging. There's my PIN that's been sent to me. I'll simply input that. And now there I am. I have my account. I can take a look. There's the email address that I've associated with my account previously. So now I can start to do things. Like I said, maybe I want to take a photo of Mark over here. And I can do that. Hit the photo icon and email that photo to my account. And while I'm in Vegas, I can access that and see that see the folks that I've chatted with. Now, another thing I want to do with Mark is chat with him. Now, what I've done is I've initiated a chat with the various Surface unit. Now, Mark's received another message at his unit, and we're waiting for him to accept that. If he didn't want to talk to me, he could simply decline. So if you're open to that in the iBar, you can certainly chat with folks. If you're not, maybe you can simply decline. Now, let's send Mark a message. Since it's breakfast time, maybe I'll say, let's find the host of these different words here so we can bring up, I think I saw breakfast here earlier. So I'll ask him if he wants breakfast. Now, he's looking, and he just sent me a message using this these different words, and he said, yes, he wants that. So while we're waiting for Mark to figure out a place to eat, I'm going to go ahead and look at the different drink options, because I want a drink. Since it's this morning, I'm not going to grab a beer, but I am going to grab maybe a coffee. So I can order a coffee, and it can be brought to my Surface. I'll simply add that to my order, purchase the drink, and that's been submitted. And they'll bring that once the coffee's ready. So as you can see, Surface really allows us to interact in the iBar in new and unique ways. I can interact with people at different Surface units. I can interact, share messages. I can take photos. I can order drinks. It's a great way to interact with friends and coworkers. This is called Disc. It's a multi-touch, multiplayer scenario where we're playing a real fast game of pinball, and the goal here is to get rid of and be the person who doesn't have as many points. So you're trying to manipulate the balls, send the balls to your friends' areas, but at the same time you're blocking different balls. Oh, Mark's the winner. So now let me show you a fun game at the Rio, which is a bowling game called High Roller, but with a Surface twist on it. So this is going to give us the bowling lane, my ball. I can interact with that. Maybe I want to switch out balls and give different colors assigned to different players so we can have multiple people playing. But in this case, I want to play with the gold ball. And when I'm ready, I can interact with the ball, position it, line it up to where I want to fling it down the lane. Now, I do have a few pins left, so it's going to bring back my ball and allow me to knock those down. This is going to be tough. They're kind of spread out. So maybe what I want to do is resize this ball and allow me to at least get as many pins as possible. Well, I got two. Now I can reset those pins. I can knock them down again. And it continues to track my score. Now we can alternate different players. It's a great way to have fun using surface and playing bowling. Now, since we're in the iBar, one of the best things we could do is order a few drinks. It is morning, so I'm not sure I'm going to start drinking right away. But I can take a look at and show you some of the different options you have as your own mixologist within the iBar. What's great about this is it pulls up different options for you. You can look at drink specials, you can order cocktails, you can order wine and actually learn more about these wines. So I can check out a particular wine, and if I like that, I can simply place it in my queue. But maybe I don't want to order a wine, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to order a cocktail. Now it is morning, so I'm going to go ahead with a drink that probably we all might want to have in the morning, which is a Kahlua coffee. I get information about the coffee, and I can go ahead and I can simply order that. That's gone to my queue. Maybe I want to order one for Mark, so I'm going to add another. But let's say Mark leaves and he doesn't want his drink. I don't want two of those, so I'm simply going to remove that, which is real flexible to allow you to do a host of different things. Let's say later on today I wanted to get a drink, like a Greyhound, for example. Well, not only can I order the Greyhound and find out what's in a Greyhound, but then I can actually pick a particular brand that I like of vodka and add that to my drink. So I can go ahead and do that, add it to my order. But again, this is morning, so I don't want to go ahead and take that, so I'm simply going to remove that from the queue. Again, it's a great way to interact, to place the order, and if the bar is really busy, then it allows the wait staff to get your drink and bring it to your table without having to pop by constantly to find out what you'd like. So let's now take a look at CNBC, which is an application Microsoft created for Harrah's that they've then personalized using their own content. This is really our Photos application. It allows you to look at different photos of different properties. In this case, Harrah's is loaded with some fun videos so you can learn more about the various options available at different Harrah's properties. So we've got the improv. We can take a look at that. Again, this is a great way to plan your night or your day in Las Vegas. We can learn about Penn and Teller. We can watch that video and see if we want to actually go to these shows. So again, Surface is really allowing you to do a host of different things, all from within the comfort of the iBar. Now, this is virtual Vegas, where we can start to explore from the iBar all that Vegas has to offer. And if we look at different properties that Harrah's has, let's start with the Rio. Since we're there, now I can look at different bars and nightclubs, maybe for later this evening. I can bring up different entertainment options. I want to see a show, so maybe I'll go to Penn and Teller later. That sounds pretty good. Looks like I can actually call and make reservations for that. But I also want to know where that theater is. So I can pull that up on the map within the Rio. And I can scroll in and look at that. And it looks like I'm right here, and the Penn and Teller theater is just down the row there. So that'll be easy to find later on. But I'll do that this evening. I should probably plan for a meal later on. And so what I'll do is I'll just bring up different restaurant options. The All American Bar and Grill sounds good. I can make a reservation for lunch, or maybe I could do that for dinner later on before the show. Now, as I think about this, I also want to explore other things within Vegas. So maybe I go to another Harrah's property, and I'll go to Harrah's Las Vegas, actually. Maybe I can check out different things there. I go to Toby Keith's, or I could check out the Carnival Court. The piano bar. There's a host of things I could do there. So maybe I'll go visit Harrah's Las Vegas later on. I also want to get in some golf while I'm in Las Vegas. And I see that Harrah's has several golf properties. So I'm going to go ahead and pull up a map of the golf course. Now I can start out actually with a world view here and look at the property itself in the world. But let's drill in and really find where this is. I can look at the aerial view. As you see, there's the golf course. It looks pretty nice. So maybe I'll go do that later on. Again, this is a really great way to experience Vegas without having to leave the comfort of the iBar. So while I'm getting a few drinks, chatting with friends, I can plan my entire stay within Las Vegas.